This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Cakes, me and Cakes were enjoying Mike Marr's question during the break because, I don't know, I guess a couple of days ago, I told him that, I coach in soccer, mm-hmm. and we have our first game on Sunday, and it's at 1:00, and I don't even know if anybody's going to come, but I said, you know, sometimes as the coach, you don't get to meet the parents as mm-hmm. much because they just drop off their kids, and then you'll talk to them maybe a couple minutes here and there. So I was like, well, instead of the end of the season party, which we always do, 1:00 game, let's just grab lunch right before. Now, which is dicey because you don't want your kids all full right
sure.
before playing.
Of course.
But we're doing a meetup at Roy Rogers. And Mike says, hey, have you checked out the menu to figure out what you're going to get at Roy Rogers?
Yeah. He's acting like it's like a sit-down, like foofy place.
Right.
I mean, it's Roy Rogers' classic fast food, Mike Marr.
Yeah, I thought it was a menu with range. I thought we were like, you know, TGI Fridays, Outback
right.
or something.
Cheesecake Factory.
Well, it does have range. You've right. got your fried chicken yeah. and you got burgers.
But again, he's young. He's had no exposure to Roy Rogers. Like, they went away for a long time. Now there's a few of them that have popped back up. He doesn't mm-hmm. know that Roy Rogers was an actual person like that started Westerns back in the mm-hmm. day. He definitely doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
JP saying it's on the same level, or you may have said even better than Popeyes. That's very high praise. And see, now I'm getting interested.
Okay, now you need to find one.
Form your own opinion.
Yeah.
It's my personal preference.
Go check
Popeyes
it out.
Is fine, too. Yeah. I like Popeyes. Cakes loves the dirty rice.
Oh, it's so good. The Cajun rice, delicious.
Dirty rice.
All right, a bunch of people want to chime in on this Kevin Willard situation. Our poll of the day, you can vote at Junks Radio. Do you want Kevin Willard back? It's leaning heavy towards no.
All right, let's go to Ken in Rockville. Ken, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, no, I don't want him back. The guy, it's been reported that Maryland gave him significant upgrades and offered him that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a liar. He's a total liar. He sabotaged the team's chances in the tournament. He's a scumbag.
How do you do that? Wait a second. How do you sabotage a team's chances?
Because you know how hard it is to win with controversy hanging over teams' heads? It's much harder to win when you have controversy. Look, what should have been done is what Bo Schembechler did. Fired Bill Frieder, hired Steve Fisher. They ran to the national title. I wouldn't have even let him coach the game last night.
Andy's not that good of a coach.
A lot of people
had that sentiment.
A lot of people.
Andy's not even that good of a coach. So get the hell out of here. I understand it's hard to get somebody that's going to be good in this short notice, but get someone who wants to be here, who's not a sociopathic liar, and get him the hell out of here.
All right, thank All right. you. Ken, clearly very passionate about
I disagree
about
with
Kevin
Ken
Willard.
On a couple of things, but that's fine. That's just how pissed off some of these fans are.
All right, did Steve Fisher win the national championship with Glenn Rice at
yes.
Michigan? Robinson?
Ramil Robinson,
correct.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mary in College Park. She's at the epicenter of the Kevin Willard controversy. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. Sure. I just want to tell you that as a teacher, he broke their spirit. I went to Maryland undergrad. I was there 2001, 2002. No Gary Williams, no the whole program. This man does not have heart. When the team could feel the ambivalence there, they moved. They were gone. They were gone. So that's why it happened. He needs to go. He does not have Maryland character. He's got to go.
So you believe, and I respect your opinion, you believe that the fact that he hasn't made a decision, this is a controversy, that affected the Maryland players last night?
Absolutely. Because as a teacher, the kids have faith in you. They can feel that you feel them. They can feel that you have confidence in them, that you love them, that you love the game. But he took that as a commodity. He saw them as commodities instead of people that were giving it their all. He could go to another team and coach and then maybe win something else. But for these kids, that was their life. That's their whole little life. Everything has culminated into that night, and he needed to show up for them. Those kids showed up for him before. That's why we won that last one. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, from days of Duke, from old ACC, everything. This man is not the one that needs to be there. He cannot lead a charge of anything other than his own lies.
See these,
and it would take probably a four-year-old to believe what he said.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
I will say that they won the last game because they played an inferior team.
Well, they won the last game because Derek Queen hit a buzzer beater. Shot.
Right. They.
And the referees didn't look at the three steps.
I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, Maryland fans. They weren't going to beat Florida. I don't care if Kevin Willard signed a 25-year extension. They weren't going to beat Florida last night.
Hey, we have what Stan Van Gundy said during the game to kind of counter Mary's take.
To go with a look at Kevin Willard in his third year, his dad, Ralph Willard, was a longtime coach and college basketball and with a variety of schools, and there's been a lot of talk about what his next step will be, if it indeed is a step. Will he stay, or will he find the frustration and move on?
Or is he just doing what college basketball coaches are going to have to do, and that is he trying to make sure that his basketball team gets the resources that it needs when you're in a league like the Big Ten. It's a football league. Everybody's saying, well, most of the resources are going to football, but the basketball teams need some resources too.
Well, and look, if I'm Maryland, I'm going to do what it takes to keep Kevin Willard. He's an outstanding coach. He knows what it takes to win. He's done a great job with your program. Step up and do what it takes to keep the guy. Don't let him get away to somebody else. Malachi.
Stan Van just standing for Kevin Willard there on national TV.
Stan Van said that he's an outstanding coach. Ken from wherever he's from says he's a terrible coach.
And that was Dan Bonner as well.
Dan Bonner.
Right? And tilting me how he says resources.
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 I mean, what are we doing here?
He said it three different times.
People grow up in different parts of the country. They speak differently. These things happen.
But that's true is that Willard may be leaving because he wants to go to a school like Villanova where basketball is number one, where Big East basketball is number one. You're not worrying about football.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Maryland's in the Big Ten.
Let's go to Chris in D.C. Chris, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I have to say Roy Rogers got a bomb menu.
Yes, it does.
Second, I agree with everything that the coach said, that they need more resources for the program, for the basketball program. My whole problem with him is kind of like his timing. Mm-hmm. When you got your guys all riled up and you kind of put him in a spot, size him, and here it is, man. You kind of got him wondering what's going on in a Sweet 16. And so, a lot of times you can invite somebody into your house and say, have a seat, or you can say, sit down. And so it's all in your approach. And so I just wish he would have did it at a later time, and maybe if they would have made it to how far they was going to go, maybe he should have waited until after that in order for him to air out his dirty laundry.
So do you want him back?
I guess integrity plays a big part, but I mean, I guess when it comes down to integrity, winning beats that even in right. this world that we live in. And so,
no doubt,
you know, as long as he wins, all that could be forgotten. And so, I want the best for Maryland, and whether that be by Willis or anybody else, I think that he's a good coach, and I think he do have a valid point in the sense that in this Big Ten is a more football oriented conference as opposed to basketball. And I just think he should have said something to Senator Moore in private where he could still get his point across and still even get what he's searching for as far as, like, the monies and the resources in order to make the basketball program successful.
Thanks, yeah. buddy.
Thank you, Chris.
He should have just done it all behind the scenes.
I totally
That's
agree.
The bottom line. He should have done everything behind the scenes, and maybe some of those reports would have leaked about tension between the AD mm-hmm. and tension maybe with Mike Locksley, but he shouldn't have made that public. The only thing public should have been, hey, we're in the NCAA tournament. We have a chance to win a national championship. Mm-hmm. And then as they advance, hey, we're in the Sweet 16. We have a chance to get to the Final Four. That should have been what he said. When I was talking about media training, I get what you're saying, Cakes, when he's like, well, he's had 20 years right. as a head coach or whatever. True, but he put his foot in his mouth. He did.
I think it was more, what he did was calculated. It wasn't like he just misspoke and then he started going down that road and he felt like he had to keep going.
Right,
like,
but he was stupid doing it.
It was stupid, yeah. but it was calculated. Yeah. It was completely calculated on his part. He made it more about him than about the team, and I think a lot of people are just pissed.
They're pissed
about it.
Well, that's what he said in that presser. He said, "I've just been too honest,
right.
and that's my fault."
Yeah.
And he said that's what's getting me in trouble is being honest, and that part is true.
But hey, we had a guy call in yesterday who said he was at a bar in Park City
mm-hmm.
and somebody told him he was going to Villanova in February.
Right. That guy had the real early
scoop. Maybe he had the real scoop.
Let's go to Yosefi. He's listening in Silver Spring. Yosefi, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I hope you all are thinking we're missing John Feinstein's input today. He would have a lot of good insights on this.
No question. Sure.
Yeah, and I agree with the last set of comments you guys made. Very pragmatic. But the biggest issue here, look, he's a great coach. He got them the Sweet 16 in 3 years. You know, what's going to be the impact on recruiting, retention of the players in the program? And if he leaves, it's going to set the program back at least 3 to 5 years. You know, they're at the top of the
I don't know if that's true anymore because now it's all about transfer portal. So let's say theoretically, yeah, Buzz Williams lands here and for whatever reason he leaves Texas, he's going to bring players.
Right.
These guys are going to bring players.
Yeah. Who knows who the guy is going to be, if it's going to be anybody. I don't think it sets the program back 3 to 5 years.
It might set them back a couple. It does take time. I mean, you look at St. John's in Patino's first year. They're not nearly as good as they are in the second year.
They weren't. You're right.
But the second year, they're the number two seed.
But it also kind of depends on who comes in.
And that's Rick Pitino.
If it's a name, if a name comes in, then that's going to certainly help. But it also depends on how much Maryland is willing to give the basketball players.
Right. How much you're willing to spend.
I mean, if you look at what the other football or the other schools in the Big Ten make in terms of annual revenue, some of these teams destroy Maryland. Ohio State and Michigan destroy Maryland in annual revenue. Penn State destroys Maryland. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin destroys Maryland. I mean, Maryland is way down in annual revenue.
Well, that's all their football.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, some of these teams have 100,000 people stadiums that are full.
I know.
Maryland can't fill up 30,000.
That's my point. They don't have the revenue that these other schools have to give to all of these other sports. They're going to give as much as they can to football because that's what drives the revenue. But Maryland is... it's a pittance compared to what all these other Big Ten schools have. Pittance.
Is there a list out there where you can see the guys who have already gone in the transfer portal?
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Transfer portal tracker. Yeah, absolutely.
Have any of the Maryland guys put their names in yet?
I have not seen that, but we've heard rumors. But I don't think it's beneficial yet. I haven't
definitely
seen any
rumors.
I haven't seen an official Maryland player enter the portal yet.
Because what could happen, which would be devastating to the program, which would be hard to recover. Look, you already knew you were going to lose three guys. You knew Queen was going to the NBA. Mm-hmm. Reese is graduating. Miguel's graduating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows if they graduate, but they're done. Their eligibility is done.
Yeah. I would assume they're graduating. Yeah.
But Rice and Gillespie, they could go in the portal.
100%. Gillespie, the way that Gillespie and Rice played this year, they could probably double. I don't know what they're making. I think Gillespie made about $600,000 this year.
Wow.
So think about that number.
That's a nice number.
All right. He could double that based on how
played. I'm sure he could.
If not more. He maybe can
triple. Those guys are definitely going to have suitors outside of College Park.
Yes.
If they want to enter the portal.
800-636 is the number. 800-636-1067 is the number. Of course, you can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We will talk some Wizards basketball coming up at 8. Will Dawkins, their GM, joins us. Talk some movies with Kevin McCarthy at 925. Keep it here on The Fan.